This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. I have Musi. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 6:11. It's Friday morning, and this part of the show is brought to you by TheraBreath Mouthwash. TheraBreath. It's good for when you just woke up or something. Or just had onions for lunch. I don't know what you're eating, you know. You can go to radioalice.com/watch and check out the show anytime you want. That takes you right to the Looking Glass. And by anytime you want, I mean anytime. We loop it all day long. So it's live right now. The cameras are in here. Look how fancy we look. You got to see my incredible dance moves a moment ago. And you got to watch us putting our hairy legs together.
Yeah, you just fun. Missed the Sasquatch Fest.
Yeah. It's like our own Comic-Con. It's a Bigfoot sighting this morning.
I say the important stuff, Vince.
Yeah, everything's all... Well, you do?
Do you?
Every day, da-da-da, da-da-da, and da-da-da.
Oh, you do?
I
really?
Just don't
the
reach
chassis?
Down that far.
Got
yeah,
every day, the chassis?
Every day.
God, if I shave every day, I get all irritated.
Yeah, I don't get irritated.
My skin's so sensitive.
No.
I don't mind a little hair pie, but the legs, man, come on.
Oh, they're good. It's nice. It's scratchy.
Yikes.
It's good. It's nice. Fun. They snag on my body pillow. Like,
are
oh.
you saying your pregnant ass wife is shaving her legs all the time?
I used to make John shave my legs for me.
Oh, I would too. I how can you reach down like that?
My bet is she is continuing to shave her. She shaves her arms too.
Oh,
because she's a runner, or is that just
I
something
don't know
she
what,
does?
She pretty
I
hairy.
Know, swimming.
I actually think too? A lot of Mexican girls do that.
Yeah,
because we're pretty hairy. But I'm like, my arms, no thanks.
Yeah.
How hairy are your arms?
Not very.
Yeah, but, I've never noticed hair on your arms.
Although some would say differently. I shave my toes, though.
Oh, I have to shave my toes. Oh. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I got little black hairs on my yeah. toes.
You do?
Yeah, you got to whisk those off of there.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Well, they're a week and so a half old. Do you want to
so
see them?
Yeah, let's see your hairy toes. Oh, God.
Come on over.
Jesus.
This part of the show brought to you by TheraBreath, everybody.
All right.
Thank you, TheraBreath.
Maybe we should.
So that would just grow all the way up yeah. to your toenail if you left
actually,
it.
These ones don't look
whoa,
like they
what
have
happened
any.
To you here?
Oh, that one's just bad.
It's the big toe,
that
though.
Is it mangled like that?
Yeah, I beat it up a while ago, and the other ones.
What do you mean a while ago? Like your whole life?
Yeah. Like, a while ago. I like crushed it or something. I can't remember. I think that's the toe I broke.
Yeah,
I broke
I
one of my toes.
Got a mangled big toe.
Yeah, you were saying.
It's got a scar. It'll never.
Yeah.
It'll never get.
But it's just a little bit of hair, you know? It's not like. John Stewart's knuckles or anything.
Right, but that would grow to your toes, your toenails. It would grow like...
It would grow. It right. would grow, ooh. You know.
You could braid it, wrap it around.
Yikes.
Make a ring.
I figure when I get really old, all that hair will go gray, right? And I won't have to shave it anymore. I'll just have furry legs. Do old ladies shave their legs? I don't know.
I don't know.
Ask your mom.
Oh, yeah. Ellie?
I bet you my mom still shaves.
She probably does, because she's probably wearing shorts.
Well,
she's in
right. She's in a bathing
she
suit.
Lays out all
she just
the
wears
time.
A bathing suit. That's her outfit.
Really?
All the time, yeah.
Good for her.
Have her text us if they turn gray, like on your
oh,
legs.
Mom, does your leg hair turn gray? Probably not, right? Because that's where you'd want it to turn gray. That'd be the
we're
one place
it
didn't.
Again. Listen, let's move on to some stories. We're talking about old people crap.
Oh, hey, what's true. Worse, your back or your mom's ribs?
Oh. Oh, my mom's ribs are... I'm fine. We're both fine. Everything's great. How's your breath? If you're not using TheraBreath, it might be bad. Mm. TheraBreath is guaranteed to give you fresh breath or your money back. Available at your local drugstore. Visit TheraBreath.com for coupons and locations. Let's see. We're going to start with yesterday. I think we started with the Liam Hemsworth, Miley Cyrus potential breakup.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, no. We're not. Here's a funny video of us together rocking out in the car and him. I guess he pranks her all the time. He's always scaring her. She tries to scare him, she says, but she's too loud.
The story, if you didn't hear it, I guess, was that he wants kids. She doesn't. So they're breaking up.
So they're breaking up. They're both heartbroken over it. But
and now,
they're like,
a day later, they're all, we're still totally together.
Yeah.
All right.
Driving around.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, it's good.
I think he's good for her.
Is she good for him, though?
Well, I didn't say that. I just said...
Shouldn't people be mutually beneficial?
Dislike her?
No.
I mean, I wouldn't... I'm not going to put on Wrecking Ball.
There was
anytime
a time
soon,
when I was like, I've had enough of her, and she's just being outrageous to be outrageous. But in general, I think she's a nice person. She seems pretty fun. And since I've been seeing less of her, my feelings have softened a lot.
And less don't tongue.
Yeah, less of that tongue sticking out of her.
Don't you think, though?
And when she's pumping that finger on the MTV Music Awards or whatever, that I was just like...
Don't you think... Like, this is the way I would look at it. First of all, she's a kid, so it's a hard situation to be that famous and dealing with the media on a huge level. And she's trying to shed this Disney image.
Exactly.
Which is what I think she was up to. Mm-hmm. Very publicly being naked and doing, you know...
Her outfits.
Sticking her tongue
all
out.
Stuff,
and
yeah.
Talking about pot all
Hello,
the time.
Hello, I'm a whore.
And now she's sort of... She's done the job. It's none of us think of
Hannah Montana anymore.
Right. Right.
That's gone.
Yeah.
She did
you
it.
You know, I have to say, though, she didn't have to go that far. Like,
but that's
I
what
never
I'm
watched
saying.
Her on
she's
Hannah
20.
Montana ever. Well, she's, what
she's
is
gonna
she?
Make
she's
mistakes.
25.
Who, oh, she is now?
Yeah.
So she, early 20s, she was just going crazy. You're right. I mean, I just, so I don't dislike her at all. I don't dislike him either. I really don't have strong feelings toward either of them. I just reported the story that. You know, he wanted kids and she didn't.
Yeah.
And today, there turns out that
they're,
wasn't
they're
true.
They're fine.
They're fine. My mom says,
"Ooh, Jolene. Jolene. Her godmom is
Jolene,
Dolly Parton.
Jolene, Jolene. Go, Yuzi. Please
add
don't take
words.
My man. You know this part. Go.
Is it Jolene again?
Yep.
Jolene, Jolene."
Yeah, that's going to sound good on the part where we
sang it, girl.
Oh, that's it, that's it.
Update from my mom on her leg shaving situation.
Oh, hold on, give you some.
Still black hair on legs, fewer hairs, though.
Oh, that's good.
That is good.
That is, it's great.
I did find some white on some areas that I was surprised to see on myself, too.
Where is that?
Already, you're only in your mid-30s.
Yeah.
And you got some white hairs.
Yeah, down there.
Oh.
Down there.
I saw like two white. I'm like, what?
Are you hairy elsewhere? Chest hair?
No, not at all. Not
I've
at all.
Seen. I have gray hair on my chest.
Oh,
that's nice though.
That's bogus.
It's fine.
It's bunk.
You're turning into a senator.
I don't.
Men turn into senators. Women turn into their moms. Hey, do you have underarm hair?
Yeah, I mean not a lot, but I guess a normal, maybe less than normal amount.
Do you clip it?
Every once in a while when I feel like I'm Chewbacca-ish, but not really. like once or twice every
You clip
years.
Down below? Human, listen up.
Clip down below? Yeah, I
Do you
trim.
Have hairy legs?
I trim. No. I mean, I have hair on my legs, but I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, barely. Holy crap. Do you still
shave? I never shave my legs, just to let you know. You might say I do. Especially in certain parts, but
man, you are racked up, kid.
Yeah, that
oh,
is
really?
A leg that is covered in scars.
This is bad.
Every square inch of it has
bad.
Some kind
just...
of beat up.
From this distance, it looks like he took his leg off of his body and brought it up to his face.
Well, that's because he's so flexible. He can actually put that leg behind his head.
That's incredible.
You see what he was doing with his daughter? She is super flexible too. Like
she's a baby.
Yeah, but he's got her in the full sideways splits. Like, he sits her down and her legs are fully sideways out split.
Just a tiny bit every day.
Yeah, just keep
just a
her,
little bit.
Keep it going.
I mean, she laughs when it's uncomfortable. And I'm like, all right, I'll ease up.
Cameron.
Let's anyway. Get something on those shoulders.
Let's, like Dad's hands. Let's push that down.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe she'll
Hold
be like
this
a
watermelon.
Just an one of those twisty dancers, you know, like a Cirque du Soleil.
I'm not looking for. I just want her to be, you know, limber.
Sure.
You know,
flexible.
Well, the babies already are.
Well, if you don't keep it up, then by the time they're four, it's just like they can't do it.
Oh.
You know, I made that mistake with Derek.
Why could he do the splits when he was little too?
No, he couldn't. I stretched him when he was young as a baby, but then as he grew up. By the time he was five, he kind of lost it because I stopped doing it. And then I tried to push him when he was like 6 or 7 at Kuksul at somebody else's school. Mm-hmm. And he was crying. And I was like, I can't teach you anymore because he was just like, ah! And I'm like, oh, man, somebody else has to push him. Otherwise,
Well,
dad's pushing
you
him,
have such
like,
a different relationship with your parents. It's like,
yeah,
things a teacher can do
so,
with a
kid.
To
this day,
parent
he can't do the splits.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Derek can't do the splits.
And he's a martial artist.
Yeah. He's a teacher. Huh.
He must be so jealous of your skills.
Well, it's not that. I mean, he just has to really want it. I don't think he wants the splits that bad.
I think even if you want the splits, there's just certain people who cannot do the effing splits.
Really,
don't, you don't have,
you
have
to really
you
want
have to like be
you
like
want the pain.
You could do it if you wanted to, because you sometimes
I started,
you can't.
I started my splits at the age of 13, and I was a 90 degree angle. It was bad, but I went to the martial arts every day at 3 o'clock right after school and stretched for 4 hours a day. Wow. Every day.
Every day.
Jesus.
That's what I did, because that was like my life. Otherwise,
I can't believe it. That's like having no life.
It is having no life, but it's that or getting beat up on the streets. So I went to martial arts so I could not get beat up on the streets.
So you wouldn't be on the streets even. It's like,
right,
well,
exactly.
I was going to leave, but there's some mean-looking guys out there. And,
yeah, my brother.
Yeah, I'm going to stay here for another hour. Keep on stretching.
He's all yo.
I really want to do the splits, man.
Anyway, Liam Hemsworth and all Miley Cyrus.
Right. Oh, see right. The prank here? I'll show it to you real quick.
Not, it's kind of dumb. They're just in the car together. The prank is something jumped out of the glove box, it looks like. Something came flying at her face. I just thought the funniest part of the whole thing was she was like, you know, I would let this prank him back, but I'm too loud. And I guess like one time she's hiding in a closet and he goes, I can hear you. I can hear
that's
you in
like
there.
My kid.
Yeah.
She's 4. She doesn't get it. Your feet are showing, donkey. I can see you.
Just because you can't see my eyes and I can't see your eyes doesn't mean there's no part of you I can see. It's not like peekaboo. Earlier this year, Kevin Hart talked about how he helped Tiffany Haddish about 10 years ago. She was living in her car. Mm. He gave her $300 and put her in a hotel for a couple of days. And apparently they have an ongoing thing where she's trying to pay him back. Like she feels like she owes him probably, I don't know what a couple nights in a hotel is, but plus the $300. And so she's always trying to sneak him the money. He just won't take the money, like,
well,
no matter what she does.
He shouldn't take the money, and he shouldn't have ever even mentioned it publicly the way he did. Like, it came off kind of like, why would you say that?
Well, I guess if you're... I don't know what the context was, how it came.
The way you reported it, it seemed like he kind of...
Like, I made that girl.
Yes, that's the way it came off when you told us the story.
Well, she's been trying to pay him back for a long time. He won't accept any money. So she ambushed him on a movie set recently and made it rain on him and then walked away. But he just... watched her go, picked up all the bills, put them in her wig, put them back in her. Oh, do you have a video of it? And now she leaves. He picks up all the money, sticks it in. And I guess she went through her luggage later. She's like, God damn it. Here's the money.
Here she, she's in the dressing room discovering the money in her bag.
Seems like a setup.
They're doing bits. Yeah. Good for them.
Adorable. Anyway, there she goes. She looks, and she pulls out her wig cap, and there's the money.
Yeah, but...
You know what?
Have you
looked at the dump button?
I did. I have to have it in my eyesight, my vision, so in case Tiffany cursed, I was starting to reach.
Have you seen his game show?
I haven't. Have you?
No, it looks terrible.
Yeah.
Wait, which one is it?
It's a new show, and it's some kind of like physical stunt style show.
I love those types of shows, but with him as the host just telling us, I don't know, the stuff you can see.
Right.
It's not analysis, and it's not comedy even. I don't know. I watched the ads and thought, if that's the best stuff.
It's called TKO, Knockout Game Show with Kevin Hart.
Yeah, it doesn't look like my kind of show. You know, I'm telling you, I was a huge Kevin Hart fan, and then I saw him on the World Series of Poker, and I was just like, oh, man. It totally soured my opinion of him.
Oh,
really? He was kind of douchey. And
I'm not that big a fan anymore.
Why? What made you change?
The whole cheating scandal.
Yeah, that was a bummer, too.
That whole thing, that's all. Mm.
Jason Mraz, I'm yo.
Oh, Lord. You got it this time.
This time I got it. What's his new one? I want you to have it all.
Yeah, what's that guy's problem?
Want you to... no problem.
What's his problem?
He's
what do
hello.
You mean?
Always wishing me to have stuff. Like, get your own stuff and leave me be.
Opening up about his sexuality after a poem that he released for Pride Month got people speculating. 41-year-old Jason Mraz wrote a line in the poem saying, "I am by your side." And he spelled by, B-I. I am by your side. Apparently Billboard said, "Hey, what's up with this?" And he said, "Honestly, I didn't realize it was going to be so telling, but I've had experience with men. Even while I was dating the woman who became my wife, it was like, wow, does that mean I'm gay? And my wife laid it out for me. She calls it two-spirit, which is what Native Americans call someone who can love both man and woman. I really like that."
Huh. Hmm. All right. Well, good for him.
Hey, no problem, babe.
This guy.
You're two-spirit. That's him and his wife.
That's his wife?
That's his wife. Hey, was that Wiz Khalifa clip funny? Because I'm kind of out of time.
I didn't grab it yet.
All right. Well, we'll grab it later, maybe. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, so much stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll tell you, the cities where cheating is on the rise. Speaking of the story that you guys were mentioning of Kevin Hart. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is sponsored by Amazon. We're giving away $12,000 a day, and we had a winner yesterday. So we had someone local get the $1,000. Talk to her in a little bit. But your next chance to get a code word and start trying to win that $1,000 for yourself, which is a nice thing to do on a Friday. Woo. Oh, really? Going into the weekend with an extra $1,000 in my pocket?
I could use $1,000.
Who doesn't want $1,000 in their pocket?
I don't think
Is there anyone here?
Hooman doesn't want
Hooman,
that.
You don't care about that?
He's like, your $1,000 is probably dirty.
Oh.
Prada didn't make that.
That's not designer $1,000.
Right.
Anyway, coming up at 7 o'clock, your first code word today, and we'll have them all day on the fives through 6 p.m. $12,000 a day. Here on the Alice. Amazon is hiring in multiple locations in San Francisco, Richmond, and Fremont. Get flexible scheduling and weekly pay. Apply now at amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs and equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Lexi in the middle day of Alice.
Lexi.
That's
jazz
right.
Hands.
She's
Lexi Lou. Woo!
I can't figure out if you guys don't want me to plug the other people.
No, we want you to. Are you giving us a chance to sing?
Yeah,
it's super fun.
Oh, you like it?
Lexi.
And Lexi enjoyed it very much yesterday. So there you go. Happy Friday, girl.
Lexi.
On after this show, on Alice.
Lexi. L-E-X-I, Lexi.
Here's what's happening. At 6:40-ish on a Friday morning.
Lexi.
Good news, you two.
What's going on?
Your spirit animal has just been named the official animal of a town in upstate New York.
What are you talking about?
Sasquatch.
Oh, our spirit animal is Bigfoot. Yeah.
Well, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah. Mine's a horse, my real spirit animal. But for today, on Fridays, I'm extra hairy because it's my day.
There's a town called Whitehall in upstate New York, and their city council just unanimously voted to name Bigfoot as the town's official animal.
Have there been a lot of sightings there?
They say apparently there were some sightings in the town in 76.
Oh.
Do
people go there like for Sasquatch tourism, and so they just want to own it as much as possible?
They already have a statue.
Oh.
And an annual festival in his honor.
Oh, the Sasquatch Festival. There are people who really look for Sasquatch. I think they just want to go in the woods and drink.
Why? They could drink anywhere.
It's fun to be in the woods.
Woods drinking's fun.
Yeah, woods being in the woods, you know? Things would get creepy at night.
Yeah, I'd be wigged out.
Yeah. It's like just adds an element of drama to your life that might otherwise have none.
Well, and you can pee right there.
Oh, sure. There's that. I mean, woo.
Who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah, I know. Right. Who doesn't want to pee in the woods? I hope that snake bites me on my ass cheek.
Snake. Come on.
Hope I don't squat in poison ivy.
I may have found the answer to the problem, Sarah.
Oh,
as you
were
saying, I reached over to secure a piece in a jigsaw puzzle.
Yes.
And my back went out.
Yep.
Suddenly.
Yeah, I collapsed onto the table.
Face first?
Well,
I
mean,
get your hands out?
I was very close to the table. It wasn't a far drop.
Okay.
But my back just gave out. I just hit the table.
Doctors in Australia just published a report about a 53-year-old man who recently came to the ER because he was having serious stomach pains.
Oh, no.
And he'd lost feeling in his right leg.
Oh, my God.
And it was cold to the touch.
Oh, no.
When they checked him out, they figured out what was wrong. He needed to poop.
Oh.
And I thought, maybe that's what's wrong with your back.
Oh, no.
Have you pooped recently?
I have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah. No, I
can't imagine.
I bet you people throw their backs out pooping all the time, Ben.
I can't imagine what could have been going on that you went out like that. Anyway, okay, so it's not the poop.
I know, I believe it. Thank you for trying to solve my problems, but I believe that
this guy had such a backup.
Oh.
It was causing so much pressure on his abdomen that it cut off the blood flow to his legs.
So this is Elvis style.
This was possibly going to kill him.
Oh.
They performed emergency surgery and removed the caca.
Oh.
4.5 pounds of it.
Caca.
Emergency surgery to get that out. They couldn't just, like, put something to loosen that up? And
I guess not.
You
and
know,
they had waited too long. He was going septic, maybe.
Oh, boy. What is that stuff they give you? A barium. Is that what you drink to clear you out if they're going to do some kind of scan?
Oh, the colonoscopy?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, but I've had it, and that stuff will
clear
your brains out.
Great.
Took him 17 days before.
Your brains are gone.
Yes.
He
You're
could
an
walk
empty shell.
Again, but he
17 days.
17 days, but he made a full recovery.
Oh, thank goodness!
And they put him on a diet to help him not get backed up again. Why does that thing keep hitting you in the face?
I don't know. You want to MacGyver the stapler in there again?
What's the deal?
Does it just keep popping back up?
It just goes up. Like
the microphone.
The microphone is on a spring-loaded.
There you go.
There
you got
go.
It.
Nice,
this
Sarah.
Is based on Vinny's MacGyvering from earlier this year. We've documented that on Instagram.
Yeah, it's somewhere out there.
Yeah.
The cheating site Ashley Madison just released new stats on the cities where people are most likely to cheat on their spouse.
Cities. Las Vegas.
They say
I think it's going to be somewhere boring, like, you know, Omaha.
Seattle had the biggest jump.
Oh.
I can't believe people would still sign up for Ashley Madison.
100% agree with you. Like, that Ashley Madison should have died that day. who would be what is it about it that you're like, "Oh, I'm sure they're trustworthy now." I'm sure that won't happen again.
10 cities that saw the biggest spike in signups last year were Seattle, Denver, Dallas, Philly, San Jose.
Oh, San Jose.
Los Angeles, San Francisco.
Don't cheat,
Houston,
guys.
Charlotte, and Austin. Well, I'm sure, you know what? I've thought about this a million times. I'm sure if people could leave with their stuff, that they'd leave. But the whole, this is going to decimate. Like, we own a house together. We own cars.
Kids.
We own kids. We I can't
know.
Just walk out of here.
I
so
do
I'm...
think, too, sometimes people love the wife and love the whole family life and need something else.
And they want some
and
nook.
They want something on the side.
Well, don't you hear people who say, we're best friends, but we don't do the stuff husbands and wives should be doing anymore.
Right.
And that's...
How many times have we seen that? Email on bad advice.
Right. And you go, well, that's not...
Right. So they don't want to leave. They just want to cheat.
So there it is. Seattle. Oh, Seattle.
Fooled around and fell in love. Just don't do that. Just
Here's
don't fall
a question
in love.
For you.
What is it? What's the question?
If you knew someone, a good friend, who was dating someone awful.
Yes.
Would you say something?
Yeah. I would.
Right away.
I don't know.
According
but
to
I'd stop hanging out with that person, and I'm sure that if they, you know, were to say to me, what's the problem? I'd be like, I effing hate your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You'd just say it that way.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like, well, if that guy's going to be around, I don't know.
And especially if they're telling you how rotten scoundrel he is, that you're just like, ugh.
I think it would be easier with a friend than with a family. Like, if I didn't like my brother-in-law or something, mm-hmm. it would be harder to say something to him, because that's your sister, you know, I couldn't write my sister off, you know. Mm-hmm. But like a friend who's paired up with someone I hate, I'm sorry, you know.
Let me know when you dump him.
Yeah. Let me know when you get someone good so we can hang out. You know, we do a lot of couple stuff. And when you find a couple that you like both the people in the couple, mm-hmm. that's their keepers.
Yeah.
You know, that's actually rare. Usually you're like, I love the wife or I love the husband, and you can't stand the other person.
Young people are more likely to say something than older people. And they say men are more likely to say that this person's making a mistake than a woman would.
Oh, really?
How do you feel about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, girls are always, you know, making excuses for everything. Oh, no, it's fine.
I had a buddy. I'm still buddies with him, but this chick, I wasn't a fan, but he clearly was. He was even using words like soulmate and crap. And I was just like, oh, God, I feel gross even holding the phone talking to you. This is just ridiculous. But after a while, the awfulness of it got to me. I finally had to just say, you can't talk to me about this person anymore.
Oh, it went from soulmate to this person's doing this or that.
Well, it was, the whole thing was wrecking this dude's deal. Like, I was watching him. He was too head over, and it was too much.
So it wasn't that there was anything wrong
with
her.
No, there was stuff wrong with her, too. But
like
it
what?
Was, I don't want to say, but it was just one of those things where I finally was like, I so don't like this person. There's nothing you're going to ever say to me that's going to make me think this is a smart move on your part.
Oh, my God. What did he say?
He was like, I know. I know. It's gotten to
and
that.
And then what happened?
Well, it took forever, like years, to remove himself from it. And I don't even know that he has. I just know that he knows he can't talk to me about it anymore.
Oh, so now when you guys talk,
he can't.
Everything
he
but
doesn't
that.
Bring it up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like he can't.
Are they, and they're still together?
I don't. According
you don't know, because
what I know of it is they're not, but I don't know because I don't want to know.
You know,
it's too ugly.
The possible backlash from telling someone how you feel about their person is that it drives the two of them together.
Good.
Because it's them against the world.
Yes. It's, you know, my brother was dating this horrible girl. Years and years ago.
Oh, he didn't marry her?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I actually love my sister-in-law.
All right.
And she's moving out. You know,
better love her.
You mean moving in?
Yes. They're moving out. They've got a place to stay, Vinny. They'll be with us very briefly.
Right.
So
sure.
He was dating this awful girl.
Uh-huh.
She was actually outright mean to my sister. And she was like,
Tina?
Yeah. She was very like controlling. But my mom kind of took her side, and you know, because she was like, if he marries her, I need to see the grandchildren.
Mm.
Like,
so
she, I know, she actually
chess the whole time.
The whole time, because she was afraid that if she came out and said to John, that girl's awful and you need to get rid of her, she's cruel to your sister, she's, you know, blah, 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 that she would never get, that they would wind up staying together and she'd never see her grandchildren. That was my mom's fear. And she freaking threw my sister under the bus over it. I know. In the end, I finally said to John, that girl's awful.
Well, you know what's funny about the people who are in love? So it's one thing when someone's just bad-mouthing their person, because that's blatant. And you.
Mm-hmm.
But when someone's in love and they're telling you a story about a situation, sometimes they don't even know that it's as bad as it is. So you're sitting there with just
your mouth like
this bird's-eye view of the scenario going, you don't even know how dumb this sounds. How sad that this is as awful as it is and you think it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That this is acceptable to you.
Well, sometimes it's like reading the bad advice emails. And like they outline the situation that you're like, did you read this over? Like, did you? I mean, the answer's in here. This is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, people got to stand up for themselves
well,
more.
Well, but sometimes people can't quit people.
It's true. That is very
breaking
true,
up
Vinny.
Is hard to do.
I just
breaking
can't quit you.
It really is. People won't quit. They're like,
it's easier not to.
That's not easier. It's not though. That's the thing. It's so much not. It's
I know.
It's the opposite of the, like.
You got to muster the energy for that one big explosion, though.
How much
life
do you think you get?
I know. It's like you say, you know, people say, oh, life is so short, blah, blah, blah. But when you're in a terrible relationship.
It's long, man.
It's long. Or any really, not even just relationships, like anything that's.
Rough
like
times.
I'm guessing that 20 years in jail feels a lot longer than 20 years in outside of jail. I'm just guessing. Seems like that would take a long time.
Some people are better equipped. Well, let's not get into that conversation. I can't. I would be in there bouncing off the freaking walls. Like, I cannot sit still in my own place with stuff to do.
Right.
If there's nothing to do and you have to sit still, like, doing time.
But
that's what they call it.
You've got
to.
Oh,
my God.
You've got to sit still because you're going to aggravate those other guys.
Oh,
and that's
my
super
God.
Super mean, Vinny. They're going to do stuff to you. You don't sit still. You're up there shaking around on the bunk bed.
My leg's shaking right now.
Your roommate's like, I'm going to kill you. First, I'm going to do bad stuff to you. Then I'm going to kill you.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I am so glad I'm catching the Friday montage so early.
Yeah. I know, so early. We did it already. No,
might have to check out the FB Live vid later to see Sarah's dancing.
Oh, that's, I forgot all about the Facebook Live thing.
Yeah.
So we still do that, huh?
Well, Sarah, that's a
so we don't still do that.
All right. Oh,
we're gonna this equipment that we have has just been on the fritz.
I know, and everything's
and
controlled by corporate
to,
now.
Yeah, we're gonna have to send it in. We're kind of waiting for this ticket thing.
Oh,
it's gonna be gone for probably a good couple weeks. Me and Vaughn were talking yesterday. We're gonna have him do some other stuff so he could still get his hours, but.
So it's like a UPS thing?
No, it's a corporate thing, but...
Oh, so the whole camera system's going to be offline for a while.
Yeah.
Oh! I got to stop plugging that so much.
I thought I told you that last week, but...
Oh, I thought it was just last week, like there was something going on.
No, I said for a couple weeks.
All right, I'll stop
boy.
It.
Crunch.
Oopsie.
Girl fight!
No, go. Oh my God,
oh
me
my
and
God,
Yuzette
please.
Would never fight.
We'd laugh at each other.
Because she'd beat you up.
Right, I know my place. She's
I think
the wrong
Sarah,
Mexican.
If Sarah got angry enough, she would go off.
Well, not now.
First, she would cry.
Yeah, first I'd cry, but then I'd be
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I'd start beating your back.
Oh, dude. You could really take me right now. There's no question about it.
Meet you in the alley.
It's dark in there, Yuzi.
Oh, that's all right. I'll film my way. I'll just keep hold of your hair.
Girlfriend!
That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, let me pull my earrings off. Hold
let
on.
Let me take off my clothes. I work better without any restrictions.
Awesome. This is getting good.
It's the kind of girl fight you want, Vinny.
Right. Then what?
Hold on. Let me take my bra off.
Yeah.
All right.
She knocked me out
poof,
with her
poof.
Knockers. Oh, my God. It's Friday. So bad.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Okay, you go now.
Oh, that's it. Coming up. Today is an anniversary of not of something not fun.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah, so we'll play a song from this particular person, and then we'll talk just a little bit about that right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.